This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The University at Albany women's basketball team just won a record sixth straight America East Conference championship. But now the biggest challenge of all awaits the Great Danes in the NCAA tournament. UAlbany is heading to Storrs, Connecticut to face UConn in the first round on Saturday at 11. UConn has won 107 games and four national championships in a row. The woman in charge of figuring out a way to knock the Huskies off is first-year UAlbany coach Joanna Burnaby McNamee, who joins us now. First of all, what was your reaction to actually seeing UAlbany pop up right at the beginning of the selection show on Monday?
I was hardly even paying attention because I really didn't think we would be 16th seed and get in that matchup. So I guess I was shocked, as I think the rest of us were. I might have been a big jinx because I was telling everybody, there's no way we would end up playing UConn, and I was trying to make predictions on who else I would thought we would play as a 15 seed. So, it was definitely shocking.
Have you gotten any indication as to why UAlbany ended up on the 16 line?
No, but my best guess is that it just makes sense for just travel. And possibly, I don't think they looked into it this far, but maybe for us it does work out in the sense that the weather has been bad and flights are really backed up. I don't think that the NCAA put that into consideration. I really think they just thought, well, it makes sense as far as it's just a 2.5-hour bus ride, so it is more convenient.
And I guess you will have some fans, to be able to make the trip to Storrs. That's got to be good.
Yeah, I think that's a big bonus. I also think, us at the 11 a.m. slot, we're the only, women's basketball team playing at that time. So that means our coverage is going to be really good on ESPN, which is great.
All right, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. How do you go after a team that's won 107 games in a row?
Sure. I think the big thing is we just have to stick true to ourselves, and really we can't worry or focus about the score throughout the game. We just have to go 100%, play almost possessed, play extremely hard, and hope that, the basketball gods are on our side at the end of the day.
From practice this week, do you get a sense from your players that they're, relishing the opportunity? Is there any intimidation there?
Yes, now we weren't able to practice yesterday because of the nor'easter, which kind of stinks. But, today we're going to head into practice. But I can tell just through social media and things that they've said in interviews, I really do believe that they are embracing this opportunity because it is a great opportunity. To play the absolute best team in the country is a game that any player would dream about being a part of, and here we are, and we get to be a part of that, let alone the idea of maybe making history and taking down the best team in college basketball. So you only get so many opportunities to make history, if any, in a lifetime, and we have one facing us right here on Saturday, so we're going to make the most of it.
Have you shown them any clippings of the Harvard-Stanford game or the 16 seed one way back in the day?
We didn't. We didn't show that. I remember that. And, Harvard did, it was kind of nice that Stanford had two of their best players out for that game. I remember they had injuries right before that game, which was kind of nice for Harvard. I don't know that that's going to happen in our luck with Connecticut's two best players going down right before we end up playing them.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a tournament experience, because a lot of people on your team are back from years past. The program's won six in a row, although it's your first year here with UAlbany. But they've won an NCAA tournament game before, so that's got to count for something, right?
I do, and I think that they bring that extra sense of understanding that you do just have to play all out and play for the moment. But I'm hoping that they go into this because, especially seniors, juniors, they have that confidence because they have been here before. This isn't their first time getting to an NCAA tournament. Like you said, this is our seniors' fourth time. So I hope they bring that kind of confidence to the game and understanding that, the best thing about basketball is at the end of the day, there is always an opportunity and a chance to make an upset.
UConn has some real size. How do you game plan around that?
They do. They have size, and their length is also used in a way that they're very coordinated and they're great athletes. So I think we just have to make sure that we're on our game as far as taking care of the ball. And something that we probably struggled with all year is keeping our turnover numbers down. So this is going to be another challenge for us in this game, is to remember our pass fakes and our shot fakes and the things that maybe make lengthier players get up off their feet and then try to attack them from there. So, again, hope if we can spin it to play it to our advantage, because they are absolutely very lengthy and they're just great basketball players.
Coach, what's it meant to you to come into this program that's had so much success in recent years and to, you know, keep the line moving a little bit and win another title here in year six?
It's relieving, to tell you the truth. I think coming in, I put the expectation on myself, let alone in general, the expectations were for us not to miss a beat. So it was nice that even though we went through some bumps in the road early on in the season where we had just up and down play and some injuries and things like that, that we could close on such a positive note and really play hard in our last, you know, 12 games and come out with a conference championship.
The dynasty continues. For the sixth year in a row, the University at Albany, America East champions, they're headed back to the NCAA tournament.
So I was relieved and also extremely happy and proud of our senior class and the leadership that they showed.
How important do you think the start of the game is? I mean, there's got to be something to hanging with them early, right?
I do think, you know, there is. But that is one of their probably trademarks, is that they jump on you early. They really look to get that 10-0 start. And one of my challenges to our players who are so highly competitive, and I think it's going to be a challenge, is to get them not to worry about the scoreboard and just to play each possession for itself and just to go all out each possession of the game and not pace ourselves and, you know, run in transition defense with a really good transition offense team in Connecticut. And on the flip side, try to push the ball on offense and hopefully catch them not running in transition defense.
Do you know UConn coach Juno Auriemma well?
I don't know him well. When I was at West Virginia when we were in the Big East as an assistant coach, I had met him a few times, which he probably doesn't remember that because that's a long time ago. But I don't know him well, but I do know that he is an extremely good coach. I really like his coaching staff, and they definitely have my admiration.
That's UAlbany women's basketball coach Joanna Burnaby-McNamee, who has a tall order on Saturday against number one seeded UConn coach. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.